This is Digital Story Podcast number 813, October 19th, 2021. Today's theme is the new M1 MacBook Pro for photographers. I'm Derek Story. Apple showed off its next generation of Apple Silicon processors for two new laptops, and they are truly impressive. Not only the speed bumps, but the actual designs of the computers are improved as well, and especially for photographers. And that's the lead story for today's TDS Photography Podcast. I hope you enjoy the show. Apple hardware presentations are usually pretty interesting to watch. But I'll tell you, today's unveiling of the new 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros, the M1 Pro processor is available in both of them, and then in the 16-inch, the M1 Max is available. I'm not even going to talk about that today because it's just so insane. The Pro is plenty mind-boggling all by itself, right? And we'll focus on that today. If you really need to go to the moon, then yes, you can look at the Max as well. But not only are these processors impressive in what they're doing, I mean, it's just crazy how far they've come. And really, in such a short time for what they've accomplished, but what really got me is when they started talking about the other features of these laptops and how well-suited they are for photographers, for people like you and me. And, you know, not just pure photographers and people who, like, have lots of RAW files and stuff like that, but also photographers who do video as well. These laptops can accommodate both. Well, they can basically accommodate anything, as you're going to find out pretty soon. Yet, they're in a very compact package. So you know how I feel about that. When you get a lot of usefulness in a small package, that's usually going to get my attention. And the 14-inch in particular has really got my attention. And that's the one I'm going to focus on today. Now, keep in mind that the 14-inch laptop, the MacBook Pro, has about the same screen real estate as the 15-inch used to have because, you know, they've, you know, made the bezels narrower and all that good stuff. So you're really talking about a lot of useful screen real estate in a very compact package that will fit in our backpacks and practically anything that we're carrying a laptop around in. So what I'd like to do is go through some of these features today that impressed me, and then talk a little bit about them from the context of photography and videography and audio. Because, you know, when we look at these things, we're looking for a few different features than maybe a power user, a coder, whomever. Alrighty. So let's just start at the very top with, I'm going to start with battery life, because I sort of did a head spin on battery life when they told me that, and I'm focusing on the 14-inch Pro right now. So the 14-inch M1 Pro, battery life, 17 hours of video playback and 11 hours of wireless web browsing. So along with increasing the power and the performance of these laptops, they've also increased the time that they can run off a battery. And, you know, that's like going two different ways at the same time. And that's one of the reasons why I'm leading off with battery life, because, you know, they have all this enhanced performance, yet 17 hours of video playback off a battery charge or 11 hours of wireless web browsing. So right off the top, battery life is excellent. If you're on a long flight to somewhere, and you fire up this laptop, you'll be able, if you want to work the whole flight and just work the whole, unless you're really going somewhere far. Okay. All right. So great battery life. The next thing that I was very impressed with was the hard drive or the SSD drive, the speed of it. I'm just going to read you these numbers right now. Up to 7.4 gigabytes a second. 7.4 gigabytes a second, or 2 times the previous generation's speed. So, for example, one of the examples they gave, which I thought was very apropos for us, is that you can open thousands of RAW photos at once. So I'm sort of guessing they're talking about a Lightroom library or a Capture One Pro library. You know, I think they're sort of, that's what they're talking about, not selecting thousands of RAW photos and then clicking open with, right? Although, I don't know, that may work too. However, I think it's more like that library of RAW files is going to open really quickly. So the other thing that I like is that the base SSD is now 512 gigabytes. So if you get the entry-level model, which on the 14-inch is $1,999, if you get the entry-level model, now at least you get a decent amount of hard disk space, 512 gigabytes. However, you have options for 1 terabyte, 2 terabytes, 4 terabytes, or 8 terabytes of SSD storage space. Now, that's going to cost you dearly, and I have a fun little story later on that we'll talk about that, but the base is 512, and the jump to 1 terabyte isn't awful at all. So easily, you can walk away with a 1 terabyte model of this laptop, I believe, for $2,499. I'm going to get to the price here in a little bit. So that's a lot of laptop, and that's very fast. That's very fast storage as well. Okay, let's talk about the display. So this display, again, very nice for photographers, right? Just like the SSD speed and the battery life. It's a Liquid Retina XDR with extreme dynamic range and ProMotion. Now, what the ProMotion is particularly good for video work, but for really any gaming or anything where you have things moving around on the laptop screen. So now they have refresh rates of up to 120 hertz, which is, you know, that's what we really want in our cameras, like our EVFs, right? That's one of the things that Sony has done so well, is give these fast refresh rates when we're looking at the electronic viewfinder and how natural everything seems. But when you have, you know, refresh rates at that speed, it uses up more battery. So what they've done is that they've made ProMotion smart. So when you're just kind of doing things that are more static, let's say you're doing word processing or something like that, you don't need 120 hertz, right? So then it knows that, and then it dials it down, right, to a slower refresh rate when you're doing stuff like that. And then if you start doing something where that refresh rate really needs to be faster, it will automatically sense that and do that. So that, boy, that is really cool. Now, the resolution, I was talking about how much you get on the 14-inch. The resolution is 3,024 by 1,964. So that is a lot of resolution in a 14-inch laptop. Has 5.9 million pixels at 254 pixels per inch. And if you're just curious about how that all pans out, well, you get 1 billion colors. You get 1 billion colors. So this is a beautiful Liquid Retina display. It's very thin. You know, that laptop lid is very thin. And yet you get this very dynamic display for your work. Now, the one thing I was thinking about this, it's really interesting, is that if you're doing photo editing and looking at your pictures on this display, my question is, you know, you can make them look really good. And then you share them with the world and they're looking at your images on screens that probably aren't nearly this good many times. And they're going, yeah, the shot's okay. And you go, what do you mean it's okay? It's amazing. Look at the depth. Look at the dynamic range. Look at the colors. I don't know. I always kind of worry about that anyway. You know, what is the world really seeing when I share a photo? But at least while you're looking at it and showing people images off your screen, it's going to look awfully good on this laptop. All right, now another thing, video conferencing, and this has become such a big deal in the last 2 years, and it was quite a slam against a lot of laptops out there that had, you know, really kind of cruddy cameras for, you know, Zoom calls and so forth. Well, they fixed that here. Apple has fixed that here for video conferencing. Now you get a 1080p camera with an enhanced chip. And so you get this beautiful image. And you get not one, not two, but you get three studio quality mics using directional beamforming to ensure a loud and clear voice. So in other words, you know, like when I go on the road, you know, I take an extra camera that I use for the video cam, take an extra microphone. You know, I have to carry a lot of extra stuff if I'm going to be zooming from, you know, some location. With this, it doesn't look like you're going to have to do that. It looks like you just open up the laptop and you should have good sound, excellent studio sound. You should have a good image. Now, you can't control the depth of field with this camera like you can with a real camera, but, you know, Zoom in particular, it has all these backdrops and you can soften the backdrop. And there's a lot of things that you can do if you need to. But the fact that you have the ability, if you don't want to carry the extra stuff, just to open this up, have a 1080p camera, three studio mics at your disposal, that's pretty nice. You know, that's a real convenience and can save you a lot of schlepping around. Now, by the way, you also get a six-speaker sound system with spatial audio as part of the setup. So audio and sound is really a big deal. I have their last MacBook Pro before the silicon processors, and the sound on that is terrific. I love listening to music and stuff on that. So I can only imagine how the sound on this one comes across. So great for video conferencing, great for listening to music. You got a really strong camera on there. Very nice, very nice, and very appreciated. Now let's talk about the ports and connections, because we had heard rumors about this, right? We had heard rumors that, oh, they're going to bring back, you know, the MagSafe port and all that sort of stuff. And sometimes these rumors pan out, and sometimes they do not. Well, in this case, they did. And I'm very excited about this as well, because, again, less stuff to schlep, right? Now they're including an SDXC card reader right in there. Now you're getting a direct HDMI output. The 3.5 millimeter headphone jack detects and automatically adjusts for high impedance headphones. So it's a very smart 3.5 millimeter jack. And you still get three Thunderbolt 4 ports. That's very nice. And yes, they did bring back the MagSafe port, but they did it in a very clever way. So when you get the charger, you get a USB-C cable, because you can still charge via USB-C. You still have three of those Thunderbolt ports there, right? USB-C ports. So you can charge that way. The way that they're doing MagSafe is that you use the same charger and they're giving you a USB-C to MagSafe cable as well. So you could use that if you want to go with the MagSafe, which, you know, a lot of us really like, because if you kick the cord, then the cord just breaks away from the laptop and your laptop doesn't crash to the floor. And not that any of us would ever accidentally have that happen, right? And by the way, with the 14-inch, you can connect up to two Pro Display XDRs. So now with when you go with the Max, with the 16-inch, I think you can do something like three of those displays and 4K HDMI all at the same time. This one, you get two Pro Displays you can connect to the 14-inch, and it just does crazy HDMI output as well. So pretty nice setup, but really thrilled about the card reader. Really happy about the HDMI output. And I'm happy about having MagSafe back too. And I love the way they implemented it, because one of the things I do like about mine that has four Thunderbolt ports, it has two on each side. And a lot of times, you know, when you're connecting the power, especially when you're traveling, it feels like that the outlet's always on the opposite side of where you want to plug it in, you know, back when you only had one port to plug it in. And so one of the things I have liked about the current configuration is that regardless of which side, you know, the power comes from, I can plug it into the laptop from that side. You can still do that now, because even though the MagSafe is only on one side, but if the power is on the other side, you can still go ahead and use the USB-C port to charge. So I love having the option, the versatility. These ports and connections just make me very, very happy. They do. They've improved the keyboard. We have a full-height function key row instead of the touch bar. The touch bar is gone. Again, I'm fine with the touch bar, but I don't like it as much as the keys. I'm not lamenting that I have a touch bar on my computer, but I will be happy to have the full height function keys if and when I ever get to upgrade to the new computer. So that's nice. And they have new keyboard shortcuts, like for Spotlight, Siri, Dictation, Do Not Disturb. And then they said that the Touch ID has a new tactile ring that guides your fingers for a fast, easy, secure way to unlock your Mac. I'd like to see that. That sounds fun. Anyway, so the main thing is, though, that the touch bar is gone and we're back to real function keys. And that's probably going to make most folks pretty happy. Now, the processor, which they spent a lot of time on, you know, it's the Apple M1 Pro chip. Has a 8-core CPU, 6 performance cores, and 2 efficiency cores, and a 14-core GPU. And this thing just has tons of horsepower. It's just crazy. You know, it's just fast. Just trust me. It's just like faster than fast. The media engine, which they didn't talk about, but it's really nice. The video decode and encode engines are crazy. They're really good. So you, not only after, you know, you work on your video and edit it, you can also, you know, encode it just with this machine, and it should go super fast. So it's hardware accelerated H.264, ProRes, ProRes RAW. I mean, it's really nice. So video people, I think you will be in very good shape. As I mentioned, the pricing is, well, you know, it's standard for Mac pricing, but you're getting a lot of computer. So the 14-inch, the Pro model with 16 gigabytes of unified memory, and the 512 gigabyte SSD is $1,999. If you go up to $2,499, which is the one that I recommend for our enthusiast photographers, that's a 1 terabyte SSD, and you get 10-core CPU and 16-core GPU. So you get a little bit of bump on the processor as well. $500 extra, but having, you know, the computer I have now is the first laptop I've had with 1 terabyte of SSD, and it just makes all the difference in the world. It really does. You know, when I'm toting around my photo libraries and all that stuff, I don't have to plug in an SSD into my computer to do my normal work or to travel or any of that kind of stuff. And I just love it. There's a big difference between the 512, I think, and 1 terabyte, especially if you shoot RAW or especially if you shoot a little bit of video. I know $2,500 is a lot of money, but I will say this, that I think having the 1 terabyte and a little extra horsepower on this processor, like you really need it, right? I do think justifies the extra expense. Now, unlike a lot of things that we talked about last week, and you know, last week was really about this whole supply chain problem, everything's going on. You can order these laptops now, and they'll start shipping, I believe, in like a week or so. And it looks like their supply chain's in good shape. So this is not going to be one of those situations where you order it and have to wait 6 months for it. You should be able to get these things pretty fast. I think they've done a heck of a job with this. I am very impressed. If I had $2,500 burning a hole in my pocket right now, this is what I would spend it on. Infrared Photography Showcase from our recent workshop. You know, I just am thrilled with our online workshops. I truly am. They are some of the most enjoyable photographer activities that I've ever done. And that's saying something for a guy that's done a lot. But there's just something about these that, and anyone who's attended one knows what I'm talking about, that's really special. And so what I wanted to do was that not only is the experience really good, you know, we get together once a week. We have an online site where we share information in between the classes. And then for most of the workshops, we have a final class presentation on the Saturday at the end of the workshop. And that's how we end the thing. And all of that just really kind of creates a very enjoyable experience for a period of an entire month. And you can work it in with the other stuff that you're doing. And a lot of people have commented about you get both the convenience of that, not having to travel and so forth, but yet you still get the camaraderie and the feedback and all the stuff that we get from a physical workshop. All of that is fantastic. But the work that our photographers are doing is also quite noteworthy. And so what I wanted to do was just share a shot from each of our photographers who did a presentation on Saturday. Now, of this workshop had 10 signups in it, 10 people that went all the way through, 7 were able to present on Saturday, 3 were not for, you know, various conflicting things. So I have 7 photographers sharing their images, and I posted this on the digital story yesterday or Sunday. I'm recording this on Monday. And I just thought you would enjoy seeing the level of work that these photographers are doing. It's really, really impressive. So in the show notes, I have a link directly to the gallery from our IR, from our latest IR workshop. It was our 3rd one, by the way. Or you can just go to thedigitalstory.com and you'll see it there at the top. During the class presentation, you know, they actually are showing between six and eight images. I only showed one from each, shared one from each. But, you know, they're talking about their images. They're talking about the process that they use to create them. They're sharing their tips. They're discussing their plans for, you know, where they're going to go from here. And, you know, we spend the bulk of the day together on that last day. And it's really fun. And because these are online events, you know, we have people from all over the world. You know, we had in this last workshop, someone from England, the East Coast of the U.S., Midwest, West Coast, and they all just sort of come in together and hanging out. So not only do you get to see the work they do, but you get to learn a little bit about how being a photographer in their various locations are. You learn about the weather, you learn about the terrain, you learn about the historical places they can go to. I mean, you learn all sorts of stuff in addition to, you know, just moving sliders in your application. We do have another IR workshop on the books right now for May 2022. If you like what you see and if you're interested in infrared photography, we have that workshop, you know, available right now. Can sign up anytime. We also have a new Capture One Pro workshop coming in January, and that's when they're announcing all this stuff, panorama stitching, HDR, iPad, you know, all that stuff's going to be happening for Capture One Pro at first of the year. We're going to do a workshop to capitalize on that. We're going to do another Ultimate Black and White workshop, which also includes black and white IR. That's really cool. So all that stuff is in the schedule for 2022. Plus, we're going to be adding physical workshops, and we're going to be adding more online workshops with different topics as well. I'm just really thrilled about this. You know, the pandemic is a horrible thing, but some good things have come out of it. And this online workshop series that we have here with the combination of small class size, online, a place to gather, weekly meetings, final presentations, all that. That's one of the good things for me that's come out of the pandemic. And you should go over and take a look at the work that these folks are doing. It's really cool. All right, here's a fun piece from, this is from Petapixel. And, you know, so I was talking about the new laptops. So they said, okay, well, how much would it cost if you tricked one out? And so that's what this piece is. Apple's most tricked out M1 Max-powered MacBook Pro costs $6,099. Okay, that's a long ways from the $1,999 that I was referring to. Let me read you this. The most tricked out 16-inch MacBook Pro with M1 Max will cost $6,099, which is significantly more than the max price of $2,300 for the first M1 13-inch MacBook Pro announced last year. While Apple said that the 16-inch M1 Max-powered machine starts at $3,500, it's not hard to almost double that, jumping from 32 gigabytes of unified memory to 64 gigabytes of unified memory. That's an extra $400. And then moving to 8 terabytes of SSD storage capacity up from 1 terabyte adds a whopping $2,200. Together, this brings the final price to $6,099. Luckily, most won't need that much internal storage thanks to the abundance of Thunderbolt ports that support blazing fast external storage. If the base 1 terabyte SSD isn't touched, the most powerful MacBook Pro Apple has ever made costs a much more approachable $3,900. That's not anything close to cheap, but if Apple is to be believed, this computer is set to make the M1, which has already roasted much of the competition, look slow by comparison. So yeah, you don't need to go on the max out, but I think it's fun on stuff like this. What if you max this bad boy out? How much would it cost? $6,099. That's a lot of coin. That's a lot of laptop, though, too. That's the max processor, too. That's not the Pro that I was talking about earlier. Anyway, just a little something fun from Petapixel. Sony teases the Sony A7 IV, confirms October 21st announcement. I just wanted to get this on your radar if you're a Sony shooter. This is from DP Review. Sony has announced the forthcoming premiere for the new Alpha camera, set to debut in just 3 days at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on October 21st. As tends to be the case with many of these YouTube premiere teasers, Sony doesn't reveal any details about the camera in the video's description or in the placeholder image. That is, aside from the confirmation that it will be a Sony Alpha camera system and its announcement date. However, if you're a Sony shooter, October 21st should be an exciting day. So yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, we've seen some leaks about what we think the specs are going to be. I'm not going to go over any of those right now. But it looks like it's going to be a great announcement for Sony shooters and should be fun. See what happens on October 21st. My only question is, based on what we talked about last week, is there'll be the announcement on October 21st, but when will you be able to get the camera? Well, we'll see. They probably won't talk about that too much on the 21st. We'll just have to figure that one out ourselves later. I have a feeling, though, that this camera will be delivered in waves, and you probably won't be able to get one in early November, my guess. We'll see. I may be wrong. Okay, let's take care of a little virtual camera club news. Welcome to our new Inner Circle members. Thank you so much for becoming part of this elite group who helps support not only this podcast, but this community month in and month out. So happy to have you here, Inner Circle members. And if you're interested in joining this group and becoming an Inner Circle member, all you have to do is click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. Go over there, take a look at what's going on, And if you like what you see, and if you're ready to support this podcast, it's $5 a month, and you can get it even cheaper if you pay a whole year at a time. And it really helps us out. And I truly appreciate the support from all of our Inner Circle members. Thank you so much. I've had some excellent donations using our donation kit for analog cameras, for film cameras that folks have either had given to them, or they discovered them, or they decided that they finally can let go of them. Thank you, folks who have donated gear to the film camera shop. Some of it I have right here on the bench, which is right behind me. I'm getting ready to get it in the shop and get it into the eager hands. And when I say eager hands of aspiring film photographers, I am not kidding. The stuff especially that comes in from our audience, it's usually in good shape, well taken care of, requires very little work by me, and is truly appreciated by those who purchase it. Thank you so much. If you're interested in donating some gear to the film camera shop, all you have to do is go to thenimblephotographer.com, click on the contact form, tell me what you have, and I'll get you a donation kit, which includes a box, prepaid label, everything. As I said, for those who have donated recently, thank you so much. Totally appreciated, not only by myself, but also by the folks that now have those cameras in their hands, and they're using them, and they're delighted. And finally, I want to give a huge shout out to our friends at Red River Paper. These are the folks that love inkjet printing. You know, of course, they're known for their paper, the wide variety of paper, different surfaces, lots of different sizes, lots of clever things like, fine art greeting cards that are scored, right? And just all ready to go. You just run them through your printer, you can fold them. They have tutorials and stuff on how to create those cards on their site. They have the envelopes. They even have glassine sleeves. I mean, you can do this up really nicely. So not only do they have the regular sheet paper, as you would think of, they also have roll paper. They have these different project surfaces. You know, honestly, I don't think I've run into a situation where they didn't have something that I needed. You know, we have a hardware store out here in the North Bay, and their motto is, if we don't have it, you don't need it. I would think that Red River Paper probably can adopt that for inkjet printing as well. It is one-stop shopping. Of course, it includes ink and, all the other goodies that you would need to really make something beautiful. They also have a terrific Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. But if you want to go over to their site, just click on the tile that's on all the pages of the digital store. Go over there and take a look. And a big thanks to them for supporting this podcast. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I'm very excited about these laptops, and I usually do not get excited about laptops, but I'm thrilled about these. Hope you enjoyed the show. Working on some great stuff for next week. Until then, be safe, be creative. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.